The Day After Tomorrow is the latest disaster thriller from Hollywood. The movie, which opens tomorrow, depicts what would happen if global warming caused a major climatic event.
Who is it?
Terry Ratson here. Sorry to call you so early.
No, Professor, it's all right. What is it?
You recall what you said in New Delhi about how polar melting might disrupt the North Atlantic current?
Yes.
Well, I think it's happening.
The Day After Tomorrow is directed by Roland Emmerich, who also directed Independence Day, that other disaster movie where aliens blow up national landmarks like the White House. This new movie has actually stirred up some controversy among scientists, politicians, and environmental activists. Emmerich spoke with Day Today's Alex Chadwick about what it's like to make a movie that generates so much debate.
When I kind of started doing this movie, I knew this will become a political subject. I didn't expect that the extent it became. You know, when I do a movie, you know, my first job is to do something which entertains people and involves them and gets them in a certain emotion. So, but like, yeah, there is like at its core, it's a political, you know, theme.
Independence Day was famous for that scene in which the alien spacecraft blows up the White House. I was always fascinated to see in previews how audiences sitting in the movie theater would always cheer when that happened. But then, since then you've had 9/11, and in this movie, in the previews that you see in movie theaters, there's a huge wave coming that destroys the Statue of Liberty. And I wonder if that gave you any kind of pause.
Well, you know, like actually it doesn't get destroyed. I made a big point out of that, that like if that much war, though, you know, would hit the Statue of Liberty, it would topple over. But in our movie, it stands, you know, and I think that's like a symbol, you know, for how much has changed, you know. You know what? It's like I think you could not, you know, do a movie like Independence Day today anymore.
Because it would be too upsetting to people to see these national things destroyed.
Exactly.
Do you think that this movie, do you project that this movie is going to be very popular in Europe, perhaps even more popular than in the United States? Because the idea of global warming is more widely accepted there than it is in this country, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I just came like from Europe, you know, where naturally they embrace a movie like that, you know, in a totally different way. And there was no discussion. You know, the famous climatologists, you know, endorsed the movie and said, yes, it's a movie. Yes, it's a big scare scenario, but it's hard. It's real science, you know. And here, you know, it's more like discussion between Republican and Democrats. And I think it's because it's an election year. I think that's the reason.
One other thing, if I may. This last weekend at Cannes, the prize for the top movie, the Palme d'Or, mm-hmm. went to a documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11, by Michael Moore. This mm-hmm. is it's a political movie that's harshly critical of the Bush administration. What did you think of that?
I think it shows the Americans, you know, in a way, you know, like kind of the Iraq war has affected the rest of the world. Americans are sometimes surprised how, you know, hated they are out there in the world, you know. And because I travel a lot, you know, and I'm like a European, I know that. But the Americans are not really quite aware of and to what extent people hate them.
Could you make a movie about that? Shouldn't Americans know about that? And could you make a movie about that, or is that impossible?
Yeah, well, this would be a very good subject. And that's anyway. I think I criticize in Hollywood. You know, they do a lot of escapist movies. You know, which are really, really valid. I mean, I'm always a big, big supporter of that too. But like kind of lately, you know, because movies get more and more expensive, you know, they wouldn't only rely on sequels and cartoon characters and really escapist fare. And I miss a little bit like kind of movies which also have a certain message and are a little bit subversive. And I hope that like kind of my movie, if it's successful, like kind of brings that back.
Roland Emmerich is the director of The Day After Tomorrow, opening this weekend. Roland Emmerich, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome.
And that interview from Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.